guy to make the other guy super.
Yes.
Put it at level.
Everybody's special. Their own way. Pretty fucking super, dude. He can, like, he's got x-ray vision. Faster than a speeding bullet. Real deal. Yeah, right? I hear that, man. So, what kind of music do you like? Easy.
No, Jeezy.
Oh, Jeezy?
Yeah.
Yeah, Young Jeezy. Bring it. Young Jeezy. Well, we can make a request for you. A little Young Jeezy come
future.
Up in the next segment here.
Yeah, feature. Huh?
Yeah. Bring in Young Jeezy. I don't know much about the Young Jeezy. More of a rock and roller. I do like hip hop. That was my tribe. I like a lot of older stuff. Hey.
Way too gone.
Way too gone.
But. Features at the end, Jeezy does.
The rhyme. Yeah. There's a lot of young rappers out there, and they're making some serious dough, too.
Yeah.
yeah.
I mean, they are. Everybody. That's how I
know. Pioneer. True pioneer. Now, Paul Mooney. He's a prophet.
Back in the day.
Prophet. It wasn't Jesus they were talking about years ago. It was Jeezy. They had it all wrong the whole fucking time. It wasn't Jesus. It was Jeezy.
No, Jesus.
Talking about the God MC, Jehovah.
Celebrate Jehovah. Lent and stuff. Like, is it Ash Wednesday this Wednesday? Does that mean? Tomorrow night is Mardi Gras, which is Fat Tuesday. Is that true? Or is it next week? Anyone know?
Mardi Gras,
Mardi Gras is a great fucking party in New Orleans. Lots of costumes, lots of dancing, lots of drunken debauchery for sure. I've never been down to Mardi Gras. I have been to New Orleans, and I will tell you that. I don't even think. You know, you really don't have to be in New Orleans for Mardi Gras to really experience somewhat of a Mardi Gras situation. New Orleans is popping at all hours, and it doesn't really matter. Mardi Gras, I think, is almost like too much. Like, there's too many people there. Very crowded. Yeah.
So enough.
A lot of people, man.
I'm not going to go to Mardi Gras.
Been on Bourbon Street on a regular.
Yeah, it's nuts, you know? The last couple times I went to New it was like 3 days, 4 days, tops, and that
was 6 months. Nah, I don't want to do no Mardi Gras. It's like 2 million people. A lot of
like
fucking people, man.
Can't be.
I was
yeah.
in Embarcadero.
Yeah, yeah.
It becomes war.
I was in Embarcadero.
Yeah, it's a lot of people.
I
It can be sometimes, but.
I don't understand voice. Your quiet. I'm from Alabama. Quiet is.
It is country.
Like they hear
to
the
you.
Air. They just hear air.
Quiet
air.
Is crickets.
Quiet is like the dead air at Mutiny Radio when people fuck up.
You hear stars and shit. You hear stars at night. That's
how quiet I don't is. Know what I'm talking about. Stars there twinkle. Are absolutely no technical difficulties here ever. Ever. Good to have Rolando Ribeiro in the house. And, of course, Hippie Sean. I am Frosty Nugs. We're going to give Rolando his request, and we're going to kick it with Young Jeezy.
Yeah.
So right on the first row, young, I hope I roll the slip. We in the club. no one else around. Life I know sometimes can get shitty. Even shittier when sleeping on the ground. No need to complain. Off your ass and just solve it. You still got a chance to try to change. Try the shit again. Really ain't no need for self-pity.
Get away.
Crying when there's no one else around.
Get away.
Life I know sometimes can get shitty. Sleeping on the ground. No need to complain.
All right, that was Slayer. Mandatory Suicide in studio, Rolando Ribeiro. What do you think? What are your thoughts?
Slayer?
On Suicide. On Slayer.
Suicide?
And Slayer.
Slayer is metal. I like metal, but. And Suicide. Cause the combo of those. Think about the words themselves.
Yeah.
Holy
it's a
shit.
Nasty subject. I know a lot of comedians touch on it, actually.
Seen a woman.
Very
oh,
often.
Oh, there you go.
Have you seen somebody commit suicide?
Yeah, I saw a woman jump off a building.
The bridge. Golden Gate Bridge.
Yeah, they do
it
that
is,
shit all the time.
Yeah, it's the number one it's the number one place to commit suicide in the whole United World.
They're the marina, yeah. You
I said
see
the United
the
World.
Jump. You hang out, there's a nice lawn, kind of not a lawn, a really big, people walk their dogs and ride their bikes and jog and stuff. You could go sit out there and just wait. You would have to wait and sit out there for a long time to the
Are
point
you talking
of
about wait
in Berkeley?
People,
huh?
In Berkeley?
People jump off the fucking bridge?
Yeah, marina, yeah. You could technically but see it, but you would, I think you probably get kicked. By you, but I'm sure you'd be able to see something done. Wait,
I would like to see that. I would like to see that.
Pearson jump.
Yeah,
I mean,
it.
And
why
it's not like it's from a distance, and it's you know what I mean.
Why
if
not, man?
What are you gonna stop them? Are you contributing
you can't even,
negatively?
You can't throw stuff off the bridge, and then what?
Hey.
Like the biggest
hey.
Thing you could throw off a bridge is what? A watermelon. It's not a human body.
Yeah.
You want to see something big hit that water.
If so, yeah, but
I want to see a cannonball. And shit.
You get everybody wants to help and shit. People are gonna jump off bridges. So
they're gonna jump if they build them.
Sick.
They will come.
That's
fucking
true.
Build them.
You will jump off buildings too, but to get the access to the roof is determination.
No. I have been
and
on several roofs on top of San Francisco.
Yeah.
And very surprisingly, top door.
There are people that do that. And I don't know. I don't really affiliate.
Well, I just like to smoke weed on roofs, like really tall ones. I have pictures if nobody believes.
That's nice. Yeah. No, I don't think. I mean.
No, hell no. I wouldn't
would.
Jump,
yeah.
man.
All
I'm scared right, of heights right. anyway. I don't even go to the edge.
Scared of heights.
Yeah, I don't mess
up. Nice. The Twin Peaks. And
you
I
can
mean,
hear
I'm
the
scared.
City differently. Sorry. You can hear the city differently from high up like that and detached from people. Hear it like how you hear people at a party when you don't say anything and you just hear the rambling of people, you know? That's what the
That's
city
true,
sounds
man.
Like.
Yeah. Never thought about that, man. It's pretty deep, man. So, where do you get your drugs from?
Just around, dude. That's probably why. Nah, I don't know.
What a way to shout out the dealer. What a way to shout out the dealer. It's your dealer. What kind of drugs do you do, Rolando? You do any drugs?
I like weed. Hey, that's kind of the drug.
That's
like whiskey.
A drug. That's a medicine.
Well,
whiskey, sometimes I feel,
whiskey.
Is a medicine. It could be medicinal.
It's not
but
a fucking medicine.
It's a number.
Drug.
It's a warming, it's a warming elixir.
It's a heartwarming gift. You know, a glass
girls,
of whiskey.
Only girls should drink alcohol.
You will make lifelong friends over glasses. Whiskey. Tell you that much. Lifelong friends
that.
Over glasses of whiskey.
Or you can get a fucking fistful.
There might be some crazy drunken Irish people, but hey.
Yeah.
What's wrong with
ocean.
That?
You can wake up in a ditch, murder somebody because you got behind them.
Mediate
the will.
You can mediate the intake.
Yeah,
whiskey.
Definitely.
You know, it's kind of like weed in that way, too. You don't have, you could take sips of, you could have it on the rocks and just. Tips. Play some chess. That's
yeah.
That's nice. Or you can take shots. Which
shot.
You have a bad morning.
Then
night
you have a
morning.
You know yeah. It depends on
last
bad.
Night was mad real.
Charles Jr. No. This is yes.
He had those nights.
It's not. It feels good. Them out. But you could make friends off of That means that the friends, if they're listening, who you made off with,
you guys are fucking horrible people. Yeah. I'm glad we don't hang out anymore. I love my pothead friends.
I don't know either of those groups.
One of them?
No, well, been, not yours.
I've been a hardcore, not an alcoholic.
I'm a pretty good drinker.
I ain't drinking a year.
I don't know about that.
Great man. Drinker.
I drink. I drink pretty good.
Are you like a happy hour guy or a late night guy or like a wake up and start drinking?
Kind of like this when you smoke before you leave the house. Like, you know, you're not smoking and leaving the house. You're you warm up. You get an appetizer. It's like, yeah, exactly. Appetizer.
Yeah.
No.
Sure. A little pregame.
Yes.
You like weed better than booze?
I don't say better.
Or are you more like
it's,
you know?
It,
you
know,
you
it's
prefer?
Different times. Yeah, I mean. Dude, you could
you think
you
it's
could
safer,
smoke.
Like President Obama said, so you think that weed is maybe not as harmful as alcohol? I think he kind of said something like that, right?
I think they're pretty equal.
He said they're equal. Well, speaking of marijuana, SanFranciscoCannabisClubs.com has all the information you need for medical patients to access all their fine cannabis products. They are a proud member of the Cannabis Club Network. They provide medical marijuana news, medical marijuana reviews, and medical marijuana dispensary listings. They're not only online at SanFranciscoCannabisClubs.com, they're also available by phone, 888-MMJ-0420. That's 888-MMJ-0420. SanFranciscoCannabisClubs.com. Check them out and keep getting stoned.
Yeah. It's the combustion. Combustion of the weed is not so great for you. But there's so many ways to. I like a cookie. I like a nice, you know, keep it in your bag.
I love cookies. I definitely do. I'm going to have a whole bunch, I think, on Friday here at
Ooh.
Pam's show. Have a lot of edible
nice.
Party favors going on, raising money here at Mutiny Radio. Right. Soul Sausage. This is Soul Sausage on Air. Hippie Sean. Rolando Roblero.
Yes.
We're going to kick a little Bob Marley up next. Thank you. All right, that was Bob Marley. Lively Up Yourself. We're going to keep the music rolling right now. Soul Sausage presents Artist by the Campfire. This is Turnstile.
Do you have a great idea for a product or service but don't know where to start? Are you looking to grow your current business? Women's Initiative in San Francisco began its business management training program for low-income, high-potential women in 1988. To attend a free orientation on how you can achieve your dream of starting your own business, or for more information, please contact Sophia Campos at 415-641-3465. That's 415-641-3465.
This public service announcement is brought to you by...
Oakland Art Murmur is a coalition of art and cultural venues dedicated to increasing popular awareness of and participation in the arts in Oakland, with an emphasis on visual art. They promote visual art in Oakland through collective marketing and outreach efforts, and our monthly First Friday events, which are open to the public and attended by hundreds of local and visiting art enthusiasts. The First Friday Art Walk has grown to include street performances, one-night-only art installations, activists raising money and awareness for local social service organizations, and political initiatives. For more information about the Oakland Art Murmur, go online at www.oaklandartmurmur.com.
This public service announcement is brought to you by your friends at Mutiny Radio.
All right. That was by the Campfire, Soul Sausage Presents Artist, with Turnstile. What do you think, Hippie Sean? Was good.
Yeah, it was good.
That was good. That's what I like to hear. Rolando, you just informed me that you are moving to New York City, my hometown.
Yes. True.
Where are you going? You going to Manhattan?
I don't know yet. It's going to be one of those two. Possibly. It depends. It depends. But it could be.
Where do you want to go?
I don't know.
Have you been recommended?
They say
anything
in. It's go where it takes you.
Yeah, we'll go with the flow. I hear that. Surrender to the flow. Yeah, you know. I don't know. I don't know. I couldn't tell you how I wound up here. Well, I can tell you how I wound up here, but I couldn't tell you how I'm actually still here. But it's been a rocky road. It has, but it's pretty awesome. I like the adjustment. So I can tell you, you know, at least you're gonna get out there and take the brave leap of faith, I guess.
Yeah. Well, it's just doing it. I don't know. I don't really like. I'm going. I don't know. I'm looking at places, but I'm not. It's not. You don't go solo anywhere.
Yeah. Well, so. I did. Well, you know what? I didn't come here solo at first, but I pretty much was solo. You know, when it all went down.
In the experience, you're solo.
Well, you know, I started out with my little brother, and he bailed. He went back home. He didn't. He wasn't digging it.
Well, that's nice. He came with you at least.
Yeah, we were on tour. He had a great fucking time. Let me tell you, we were traveling around, seeing music and partying, and made some great new friends. But yeah, San Francisco wasn't his thing. Plus, we had some family stuff. He had to take care of my mother a little bit, my uncle.
Good.
I wish you luck in New York. If you need any help, I know shit tons of New York comedians. In fact, I pretty much know all of them. So, you know, I can set you up with people to talk to for shows and whatnot.
That's something. Yeah,
we'll discuss that further.
Sure.
Coming up in a little while, it's everyone's favorite listener game show. What is it, Sean?
Something about a stripper and a sex show.
I love it. Co-host doesn't give a fuck. That's the truth. It is notes from a two-girl sex.
Of course they do. Of course
they
do. You do. Of course you do. That's like a ton of people.
We're gonna play. Let's call 415-550-0511.
So, maybe lower.
You wanna talk to Rolando?
Maybe lower Manhattan, Brooklyn.
Beautiful.
Or if the community's there for me, Harlem. Or
you know,
somewhere up there.
Go further up, actually. One of the places I lived was Washington Heights. That is a great neighborhood in New York City.
Yeah,
way up there. But you're still in Manhattan.
The support. Yeah. But
and if you get lucky, you might still be able to creep in some cheap rent. But I'll tell you something. It's blowing up just like everywhere else. You know? You want cheap, you better just ass into Queens.
I'm in a...
Like that. But I tell you, San Francisco is comparable, if not more, I think, on the rent game. San Francisco is
it's a lifestyle choice.
Yes.
But, the whole connection thing and all that is just following that, you know?
Yeah, hell yeah. Yeah, we will make that happen for you. One thing I'm trying to do is bring some New York comedians out here, actually.
That's a good idea.
San Francisco comedians to New York. So kind of switch it up, you know?
Yeah.
That'll be good. You're in New York. We'll be maybe make some things happen while I'm out here. And speaking of being out here, I guess I have to almost apologize to my New York friends because I really didn't plan on just, like, you know, picking up and leaving, but I guess things happen, right? Soon. I promise. Be back soon.
Oh, it was nice. I went the beginning of January, and it was cold.
Yeah, what's the deal? Mad snow. That's one part I'm not missing.
A lot of ice.
A lot of ice.
It was cool, though. It's like, you know.
I have never been to New York.
No.
I went to Jersey. New Jersey's pretty horrible.
You went to New
Jersey's
Jersey?
Jersey's not horrible.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
You went to New Jersey, you didn't go to New York.
It's a fucking Garden State.
I had to go to New Jersey. You think I had a choice?
Well, you just go right there. It's a subway.
Jersey's horrible.
Go to New York.
That's the motherfucking Garden State you'd be talking about.
You might have to get a ride to the subway.
I like Jersey.
That's why New Jersey. Yeah.
I like Jersey girls.
It looks like it's foresty there, so it's nice, you know. Yeah. Get a little treat. Just because it's like people look at it because
no,
it's
don't
foresty
know.
And it's right next to the metropolis like New York City. It's
foresty like Alabama.
But
that nice. That's all I'm
hills.
Saying.
More hills.
I'm just trying to understand. Jersey. Appalachian Mountains is down there. Birmingham and
talking about New Orleans right now?
Alabama.
I'm from Alabama.
Alabama.
Horrible
Alabama.
No way. Alabama's beautiful.
What's your deal? Like, it's raining outside. No, it's not.
I've been to Birmingham.
Alabama's fucking horrible, and New Jersey is worse.
Give it, oh, okay. You've been in New Jersey.
I lived in Alabama for 20 years, so I'm certified in knowing that Alabama's pretty bad, but New Jersey, just 5 weeks. That's all I needed.
Is it boring? Is Alabama boring?
Alabama, no.
Are there crocodiles in Alabama?
There are gators.
Oh, okay. That's kind of crummy. But just stay away. Don't go to the marsh. You know?
I won't. I won't go there.
You're not traveling that far from water.
I mean, there's cities there.
Huh?
There's cities there. Not like Africa.
Cities in Africa. Alright.
That's pretty funny, right? I thought that was whatever. Anyway, there's cities there in Alabama. They are domesticated. It's definitely a derogatory term.
Africa?
No, I'm joking.
I don't know. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Good time. Like
great,
the subway.
Yeah, subway's cool.
Yeah.
You know. Don't fall asleep too many times. You might wind up at the end. I used to sleep on the subway when I had to because you get all drunk and pass out, and then you wake up like way past your stop, like out in the middle of fucking nowhere, missing your phone and wallet.
I'll do that here, baby, where you wake up in Fremont.
On the BART, you know, I found that the BART is hella comfortable. Actually, it's like, you know, you just get on that fucker and go back and forth a couple times. Next thing you know, it's been like 3 hours, and you got a little nap, and then you can go right to work, you know, from last night's festivities, you know.
Really sounds like some homeless shit.
Sounds like good times. Good times.
I fell asleep on the bar and woke up. I was supposed to come here. I just missed the transfer. But I was drunk. I was drunk. I threw up on the bar. Gross.
You threw up on the bar.
Yeah,
your,
it was not
your
a good time.
Fellow passenger.
And I feel terrible.
Loved
for
that.
It was late. I felt awful, but. Not gonna keep doing it.
Did you feel awful as in like you felt bad as in your stomach hurt or you felt awful that you threw up in front of all those people?
Nah, I ain't worry about the fucking people's sensibilities. Go home. I like it, go home.
Exactly. I agree with that. I was just wondering.
No, I feel bad because somebody, not gonna magically fucking, somebody gotta clean that shit. And that's the carpet. It's not like New York subway where it could just be hosed down.
People pay though. People pay. I mean, they pay people to clean that shit.
I know, but it doesn't matter. Somebody's still cleaning.
But it was an accident.
It was an accident, sure.
It was no accident.
There gets to a point where it's just like, stop throwing up, guy.
Are you doing it all the time?
No.
I wasn't aware that you were doing it.
Is this like a weekly thing?
No.
I was aware you were a serial
bottomless mimosas. We were drinking bottomless mimosas all day. But it was mostly
brunch?
The juice.
Did you go to brunch?
I didn't eat.
Is that what it was?
That's why I threw up.
That'll do it.
Yeah, it's all that orange juice.
Yeah, that's. I think that's what it was. Honestly, it was. Yeah, and I kept telling them, but don't make it bottomless. But at the same time,
yeah, you know what you gotta do.
Whiskey, beer. I can do those three fine.
Yeah.
Do you think you're gonna like New York better than San Francisco?
Better. I grew up here, so it's really just like I have. I'm in New York. And I want to move on to New York ever. Probably when I get older.
And that was just was great. Been to a lot of cities in the United States. That was just flawless. New Orleans is number two, but
nice.
It's just because I haven't been to. Definitely in the South New Orleans. Been to a lot of places, just like I've never been to Chicago or New York.
There's a lot of
Exactly. That's what
there's
I'm saying.
A lot of places where you haven't been.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. But I've been to L.A., you know.
L.A., you know, Jersey.
I wasn't interested in
Texas.
In, I've been all over Texas. All over the South. You name it. I've been Atlanta, Mississippi, all that shit.
Yeah, me
Louisiana.
Too.
I've been all over.
I've
Florida. Yeah, Florida, Tallahassee.
New York, you haven't been to New York. You've been to all these places. You haven't been to New York.
I live in Alabama. What the fuck?
I've been to
I've been to Nebraska.
Been to every
I was actually
state
born in Nebraska.
In the continental, actually. You were born in Nebraska? I was. I've actually been to every state in the continental. I haven't been to Hawaii and Alaska, but I have been and more than once to every state in this fine country. And I tell you, there's
Alaska.
Some
you
shit
went to Alaska?
To see. No, I haven't been to Alaska or Hawaii yet.
Driver's is that a driver's license?
That's a driver's license. I drive, baby. I drive women crazy.
Oh, you do, don't you?
Yeah. Is that your capital, yeah.
No, you do.
Look at
drive
columns.
Them crazy.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6
Hippie Sean, drive them crazy. We got identification examination going on here in the studio.
California
Rolando Roblero.
Shit doesn't look
hippie
real.
Hippie Sean.
That's not a California driver's license.
Frosty Nugs.
I think you have to have a smog check to get your driver's license.
If you have anything you'd like to hear, you got any questions you want to ask, give a call. 415-550-0511. We can put you live on the air. We're having a great time. It's just a little after the top of the hour. We got a while to go. You know, we were talking about the homeless before, and Mike is homeless and needs your help. Give safely and transparently with Hand Up, and that's key because Mike is a Tenderloin area homeless man, and he needs your help, but he is embarrassed, and he also does not want to feel like he is a bother when he comes up to you on the street and tries to ask for money or ask for help in any way. Hand Up is like a third-party mediator that can help all homeless people raise a little money and get back on their feet. Go to handup.us/m/MikeD. Or text $5 to Mike D to 415-651-4483. Members can redeem your donation at Project Homeless Connect in San Francisco to pay for food, clothing, bills, and other basic needs. Hand Up allows 100% direct giving. All participants are able to purchase items at free will with the money donated, but no cash is ever transferred, making sure that you can give anonymously as well as keeping your participant somewhat in check by not, you know, just giving them cash to waste on things like booze and drugs. Although we all need some booze and drugs. But that's right, handup.us/m/MikeD. Lend him a hand, lend anyone else a hand that you care to, and that's Hand Up, a great organization supporting our home.
Shit, cause life is too short and it just gets shorter. I wish I had a quarter for all my people they slaughter. Last year alone in the dead zone. Walk straight, but don't walk late. Cause I'm coming with a hate only made from what it made me. Cause nobody ever played me. Now it's only getting worse. Buckshot and ace in the land of the waste. Kicking you in your face.
We be doing it up Brooklyn style. What does it take to get you wild? My mentality is getting iller, killer. Instinct is trying to infiltrate, but wait, I know you want to enter, but I can't let you in. My mind states the maddest, I'm gone with the wind, because it is survival of the fittest. When the shit hits the fan, I got my shank in my hand. Black man with the permanent tan, I come from the villa, never ran. Damn, I'm feeling another part of reality. Hit me when I represent the FAP. Straight from the field till then play the building. I mean literally when I say I make a killing. For my cypher, see I'm finna the bust the pipe. Original heads represent the Brooklyn all night. Do or die, I'm saying it's you or not.
bring your click so we can get stoned like family sly. Need to see I in the bush. Mighty Mateen, rocking the rock, giving the push. We did it like that, and now we do it like this. We did it like that, and now we do it like this. Go inside your mind and find a time that you miss. And just think about the steel in your fist. It's just an extension of your arm. It's that ghetto type of charm that makes all the homeboys swarm. Can I drop the bomb? Oh, yes, I can. Move with the groove, smooth like Geechee Dan. Who is the man? That kid there. Who is the chick with the pick in her hair? Angela or Davis? And we roll like Avis. Rent a car, kid, there you are. You know where to find me whenever you need me. If you know the app, follow the path to the land of the aftermath. But don't frolic in the midst, crazy ass Brooklyn kids, cause they always throwing a body on my lawn. I'm getting a rock, voila, without a collar. Get off my block, boy, and give me a dollar for the trouble.
Pitch, or get and it comes in wide. And the count now is 1-1 to Jackie Robinson. Billy
Franks, right over the second base. Never taking shorts, cause Brooklyn's the borough. Panic. As another manic depressant, adolescent stares at death. Now what's left when there ain't no God and a whole lot of pride? It might be a homicide, so let the drama slide. We don't want no problems, bitch. Get your name in the obituary column, shit. Cause life is too short and it just gets shorter. I wish I had a quarter for all my people they slaughter. Last year alone in the dead zone. Walk straight, but don't walk late. Cause I'm coming with a hate only made from what it made me. Cause nobody ever played me. Now it's only getting worse. Buckshot and ace in the land of the waste. Kicking you in your face. We be doing it up Brooklyn style. What does it take to get you wild? My mentality is getting iller, killer. Instinct is trying to infiltrate, but wait. I know you want to enter, but I can't let you in. My mind stays the maddest. I'm gone with the wind. Because it is survival of the fittest. When the shit hits the fan, I got my shank in my hand. Black man with the permanent tan. I come from the villa, never ran. Damn, I'm feeling another part of reality. Hit me when I represent the FAP. Straight from the bill till then play the building. I mean literally when I say I make a killing. For my cypher, see I'm finna the Busta pipe. Original heads represent the Brooklyn all-nighter. Do or die, I'm saying this, you and I. Bring your click so we can get stoned like family sly. Need to see I in the bush. Mighty Mateen, rocking the rock, giving the push. We did it like that, and now we do it like this. We did it like that, and now we do it like this. Go inside your mind and find a time that you miss. And just think about the steel in your fist. It's just an extension of your arm. It's that ghetto type of charm that makes all the homeboys swarm. Can I drop the bomb? Oh, yes, I can. Move with the groove, smooth like Geechee Dan.